And this has been coming up for me a lot this week. Why do we accept the limits imposed by power? Why do we tell ourselves we're making a dent in the system when we're not even scratching it? And then, why do we tell ourselves making a dent added to the dents of others will eventually end it, when they're not aimed at the structural underpinnings? I think because we don't have regular access to each other's lives, and so don't work together to develop our thought. And our atomization ensures the monopolization by power on the thoughts that float across our lives, the thoughts we swim in like the air we breathe, and so never see them. Certain thoughts are rewarded by power, rewarded by being megaphoned. You'll receive confirmation back that you're right, i.e. smart. But those thoughts that challenge power, it will attempt to banish into silence. And if you chance to speak them, few will hear. But power lives in a house of cards that are but thoughts they give to us, and tumble down they go, so soon as we choose to touch them, test their truth.